Wall Street Journal, crime across the United States continues trending downward. By Amy Furr on March 20, 2026. Crime across the United States has been going down. And there are several reasons for the trend, the Wall Street Journal, reported Saturday. The drop in crimes such as homicide, robbery, and theft may point to a public safety rebound following the upheaval brought on by the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, the outlet said. The journal continued. Overall, most crimes are lower than where they were pre-pandemic, said Ernesto Lopez, a senior research specialist with the Nonpartisan Council on Criminal Justice and co-author of a recent report on crime trends. The findings are based on data for a few dozen big cities, though data availability varied by crime category. Theories to explain decreasing crime range from an influx of federal funding to stepped-up police enforcement, along with longer-term societal shifts, like reduced alcohol consumption and increased time spent alone. In a February exclusive for Breitbart News, Representative Mark Harris, RNC, highlighted a poll showing 81% of Americans viewed crime as a huge problem. President Trump has delivered results. Homicide rates fell dramatically in 35 large U.S. cities in 2025, likely reaching the lowest level since at least 1900. This marks one of the largest single-year drops on record, with violent crime declining across many major categories, he wrote. Harris then said Democrat-run cities were plagued by crime due to sanctuary polices regarding illegal aliens. Lenient sentencing, and reluctance to enforce the law continue to endanger communities. The root issue remains clear: when consequences are weak, crime is emboldened. That's why President Trump is leading the charge to defund sanctuary cities that refuse to protect residents and instead shield those who break our laws. No more taxpayer dollars should reward jurisdictions that put politics above public safety, Harris continued. Indeed, the cost of crime can take a significant toll on individuals, families, and societies as a whole, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. Victims of crime may also experience trauma following the event that results in physical, emotional, and mental difficulties, per the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Getting back to normal can be a difficult process after a personal experience of this kind, especially for victims of violent crime and families of murder victims. Learning to understand and feel more at ease with the intense feelings can help victims better cope with what happened, the site read. In a message on President's Day, Trump highlighted a few of his administration's wins for the American people, including crime being at record lows. Happy President's Day. Prices and inflation are way down. The stock market, and your 401ks, are way up. Our military is strong and powerful. Our law enforcement is great, and our border is 100% secure. Murders, year 1900, and crime are at record lows. And our country is bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Working hard, enjoy your day. President DJT, he wrote in a post on Truth Social.